In the KSRO kitchen, who do we find but Jacques Pepin? No, it's Chef John Ish, even better.
I want Jacques' money.
Oh. Well, that was very truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all could use a little of Jacques' money.
Yeah.
Well, happy Saturday to you this morning.
Thanks, same
to you. Nice to see you this morning. And happy Saturday in the kitchen to our listeners this morning. Second part of the show, we have a real treat for you. We are going to be tasting what many food writers and food authorities have said is probably or possibly the best panettone made in the United States. And you, John Ash, we will talk about this second half hour, but I'll just kind of tease people.
I have been
on a quest to find great panettone pretty much forever, it seems since I first met you 38 years ago. You've always talked about, this Italian panettone is great, or even Costco has a great one that they're importing. So you love panettone.
I do.
But as my wife said... when I told her who we were having on today, she said, well, I'll be really interested to try it because I don't think I've ever had a palatable panettone.
Isn't that funny? I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of bad panettone.
But it's also, I think, a learned treat because it's very light in texture and... You can decide what kind of fruit you want in it, if any, but it's a different animal.
It is, but it can be stale very quickly.
That's true.
Seems to me, or really overly dry, or it's a real art. And I've learned so much by talking with our guest who will be on at 11:30 about the unbelievably complex labor that goes into making panettone of all things. You know, I never really appreciated it until I spoke with him, and he'll talk with us more about his learning curve of how many years he has worked to perfect his panettone recipe.
And it's in some ways, that's a simple thing, but it's not a simple
But as thing. He said, every bake is a new experience, even though he's done thousands and thousands and thousands and ships them all over the world, these panettone.
Yeah.
He said, now, anything can go wrong.
Yeah,
he said he does a test bake of one before he'll do like a run of 250. That's how complicated. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that at 11:30. So today, you published a wonderful set of recipes called Super Bowl Sunday 2025. And if you have out there in Radio Land have not fixed your menu yet, or maybe you're going to a potluck and you're still tinkering around with what you're going to bring to your potluck, I think you've come up with some great suggestions, John, and a lot of them.
Well, I should have stopped. I got a whole bunch of them.
You kind of was like a runaway truck because you have a lot of great recipes in here. But let's go over some of these. We have posted these this morning on the KSRO website. So the first one, I like anything that's kind of set it and forget it, a slow-cooked Mexican-style pork shoulder. Does this use a Dutch oven or?
So you can use a Dutch oven or a slow cooker or any of those things. But I prefer the Dutch oven. Partly because the Dutch oven seems to provide more aroma.
Your house is permeating with this. Yeah. And what kind of Dutch oven do you have? Like a 7-quart, 8-quart, 10-quart, really big one?
You need a big enough one to hold everything in there because you're going to be feeding a lot of people.
That's right. So you put these in the oven, of course, and the aroma permeates your entire household. So it's a pork shoulder. And I like that because you were recommending an economical cut.
Yeah.
Thank heavens.
With the bone in.
Which is
I think really important because you cook it with the bone and you get even more flavor from it.
Okay, so now this will generate a lot of fat in that Dutch oven.
Yeah, but just skim it off.
Skim off the fat. So we do a little seasoning of the pork, salt and pepper. We're browning this and then into the Dutch oven it goes with some onion and garlic. Pretty easy
with onions, and onions are really important. Because they add a kind of sweetness to it, and cumin and tomatoes and fennel and cinnamon and oregano, and of course a good amount of red wine.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want your
finest. And orange juice.
Oh, and orange juice too. Yeah. So after we get done with cooking this, we strain the defatted juices if you want.
If you have a fat skimmer, it makes it really easy.
Okay, push down the solids and discard them. And then if you like a little more rustic, as you point out in the recipe, keep the solids.
Yeah.
Don't need to strain them out. And then simmer, pour it over the meat, serve immediately. Tamale pie. That is one we forget about.
I know.
Used to make tamale pie years ago.
I know. What happened to it?
It kind of fell out of favor for some reason. This is really funny that you had included that. When I saw your recipe, I'm thinking the 1970s and 80s. This is crazy.
I was making tamale pie. Yeah.
And it goes together so quickly, so easily. It's pretty much a skillet dish, isn't it? And then into a casserole dish to bake. Easy as that. Ingredients are very economical. What, tomatoes?
And so you make a cornmeal mixture and put it in the bottom. Put half of it in the bottom. Put the meat filling on top. And it's delicious.
Yeah, cornmeal mixture. Bake it for, a half hour or so? Pretty easy in the oven.
And tamale, you can bake it ahead.
And it easily
warm it up. Yeah.
And easily serve six. And this is probably something you could double, I would think, if you're doing for a crowd
of 12 or so. Well, if you have a big pot of it there, people will go by and scoop off.
I'd love some tamale pie. Yeah, I maybe make it on these cold days.
Yeah.
Would be wonderful. Next one, grilled Italian meatballs. And what is your blend for your meatballs in this recipe?
Well, with this one, I used beef and pork, which I kind of really like. The pork adds a kind of sweetness is not exactly the word, but it adds a flavor note to it that beef alone doesn't have.
Oh, and you in your liner notes, you mentioned that you could make my grandmother's venison.
Yeah, yeah.
She used venison for her meatballs, So this goes together really well. Chuck, pork, some breadcrumbs, eggs, Parmesan, two kinds of cheese, Parmesan and pecorino.
Yeah.
Interesting. Garlic, parsley, red pepper flakes, and what about medium size, small size? What are you when you're doing meatballs?
Yeah, kind of medium size. And one of the things to remember with meatballs is don't smush them up too much. You know, I once did a class, and people were so, you know, they were rubbing them between their hands to make sure they were perfectly round. And I said, don't do that, you know, because they end up being dry and mealy.
And kind of rubbery, too.
And rubbery, yeah.
Okay. So you likely want to form these into meatballs. And you use a charcoal grill. You grill these.
Yeah, you can, but you don't have to.
Oh, I like that idea.
You can do them.
Okay, let them rest and then serve with a marinara sauce. And look, it's my grandmother's marinara.
There you are.
This really was Granny's marinara,
or some variation on it.
Now, did your granny actually, tell the truth, use anchovies?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's way ahead of
me. Yeah.
My mother, I don't think, even knew what an anchovy was.
When you put anchovies in there, you can't taste them. They add a kind of umami, meaty flavor to it, and they add salt. But if you put them in and cook them all together with tomatoes and stuff like that, it's a classic one.
Perfect. Ribs in a Chinese style with spicy cabbage salad. And you mentioned there's lots of different barbecued ribs, but you say these is decidedly Chinese style rib. So does that mean it has Chinese ingredients like rice vinegar and sesame oil and five spice powder
and hoisin and stuff like that.
Yeah. And honey or maple syrup, which is wonderful, and soy sauce, of course.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty self-explanatory. And then we have a spicy cabbage salad on the side, everything we love with snow peas and cabbage and carrots.
This has got a lot of ingredients in it, but it's so good. And it holds up very well for a day or two.
It does. Yeah. Great. Next one is spicy chipotle and hominy chowder with cilantro pesto. Chowder is pretty straight ahead. And this uses, canned hominy?
Yeah. You can cook your own hominy from scratch if you want. But the canned one is really fine, and it makes it fast.
And you mentioned canned chipotles in adobo,
yeah,
as well as tomatillos. You can get those year-round. The tomatillos you can get year-round.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one. Nice addition, a little cilantro pesto. This is a meal in a bowl, too.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of ingredients, but it's easy.
There's and done ahead.
And done ahead.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Ginger hummus.
Yeah.
I like hummus when it's really well done, but I've had so many poor hummuses.
Yeah, a lot of the commercial ones are not very good. They're bland.
I like that yours uses garbanzos and tahini, sesame butter.
Yeah.
So it must have a smoother, creamier texture,
it
I
does,
would think.
Yeah.
And simple to make.
Yeah.
So that's a great dip. And you use cashew or peanut butter all in that. That's really a nice idea. Bacon wrapped dates with almonds and goat cheese. Now, that's from my mom's days of entertainment in the 50s and 60s.
And it has four ingredients.
Four ingredients. Yeah. And especially since next Saturday is the National Date Festival.
That's right. You mentioned to me, and we're
in Indio, and we're going to have a special date guest on the show next Saturday, which will be pretty cool. And I love bacon wrapped dates.
They're fantastic.
With
we forget that, you know, that's one of those poo-poos, you know, things you used to get.
That's fallen out of favor.
Yeah.
That and tamale pie. Bring them back. And then the last recipe, garlic and hot pepper shrimp.
Yeah.
Is that pretty easy to do, too?
It's totally easy. So it uses garlic and shrimp, obviously, but a little lemon juice and some lemons. And hot pepper flakes.
Easy.
Well,
believe me, listeners, one of those recipes, at least I'm sure, has caught your fancies, if not more. And they're all available this morning on the KSRO.
I can't believe I went nuts.
No, you did go nuts. But this is good on the KSRO Good Food Hour website. So there's your Super Bowl Sunday 2025. You going to watch the game?
Sure.
Are you? And do you have a favorite or who you would like to win?
You know, I don't actually. I think both teams are so interesting, and it should be a great game.
Well, that's very diplomatic of you. We'll come back and we'll talk a little romance in the next segment, back after this.
Got a drain that's clogged up, or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
As the days grow shorter and the frosty mornings set in, the real estate market enters its winter phase, offering unique opportunities and unique challenges.
Hi, I'm Alan. Allison Norman.
And I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team.
We're celebrating the much-needed rate reductions, bringing more buyers to the market and more sellers deciding the time is right to make a move.
We're also adjusting to some big changes affecting most residential real estate transactions, both buyers and sellers.
When you're ready, we're here to guide you through the evolving landscape with personalized service and up-to-date insights.
We know the market, and we're ready to help you navigate the changes for a smooth transaction.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team, the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to allisonnorman.com, the Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one.
DRE license number 01720334 and 0220-9237.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KS Auto Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And John, you wrote a wonderful article called Food and Love, and you really explore the nuances of culinary excitement that's associated. Right. This is a really great article. The opening paragraphs you write about the connection, food and love, and certain foods that are known to potentiate.
Well,
the desires.
Yeah, and partly because they're suggestive of love.
Well, here's blueberries and fresh cream.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most lovely, interesting, and sensual dishes.
It is, yeah.
Blueberries, a little sugar, lemon zest, cinnamon, a little dry wine, and fresh mint. And then we do the French cream. And I've done this recipe.
Yeah.
And it is so simple, a 8-year-old can do it.
Yeah.
It's unflavored gelatin, heavy cream, sour cream, and vanilla extract. It really is that simple, isn't it?
Yes.
In a saucepan, thicken it, and then in a bowl, add the sour cream, vanilla lemon, add the hot
cream.
And
then refrigerate it.
Refrigerate it and unmold it.
It was one of those things in the early days of my restaurant. I think I've mentioned this to you before. I used to try to take it off the menu, and I would get so much
flack. So you kept it on.
Yeah.
And you like to serve this with almond orange biscotti.
A little cookie would be nice. And so I've given a recipe for a biscotti.
Nice. You also have a couple of recipes for oysters on the half shell with pickled ginger salsa. And there's a lovely ostiones con huevos de salmon. And then a chocolate truffle torte. Yeah. Now, I know you always say, I'm not a baker, so then this is pretty easy.
It's my homage to death by chocolate.
Oh, and so a tiny slice.
Yeah, it's pretty
sliver.
Rich.
And this really goes easy. Even if you're not a baker, would you say that anyone could pretty much do this?
Yeah, if I can do it, you can do it.
Do you need a springform pan? How do you do this, right?
Not
in springform pan.
But I've done it in all kinds of pans. You know, the thing about a springform pan is you can get it out.
It's easy to slice, too. And don't worry about the cracking on top. As you mentioned, it's part of the charm.
It is.
That package, it's food and love. It's on the KSRO website, courtesy of Chef John Ash. When we come back, we're going to celebrate with Panettone in the KSRO kitchen this morning.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
This Valentine's season, the Ministry of Preborn invites you to become a heartbeat hero and share the love that goes beyond a box of chocolates, a love that saves lives. Every day, thousands of women are told the lie that abortion is their only option. They can't do it, that there is no hope. But that mother in crisis, when she sees her baby on an ultrasound at a preborn network clinic, it doubles her chances at choosing life. This isn't just an image on a screen. It's about a mom hearing the baby's heartbeat, maybe for the first time, and realizing that's a gift growing inside of her. One preborn supporter said, "Knowing my gift could save a life was the most meaningful act of love I could give." For $28, you can provide an ultrasound and help a mom in crisis choose life. $140 provides 5 ultrasounds. So this Valentine's season, take a stand, be bold, become a heartbeat hero. Dial #250, say the keyword baby. That's #250, keyword baby, or visit preborn.com/Beck. That's preborn.com/Beck.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available. From pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas, you're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodds with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Got a chilly start this morning, but sunshine expected. Lots of blue skies, mainly sunny for Saturday. Tonight, clear. Another frost warning is in effect. A beautiful Sunday. Sunshine, low 60s, and a nice kickoff to our work week as well with sunshine and 60 for a high. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk, 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, good morning, everybody. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the kitchen, celebrating our 38th year, America's longest-running radio food show in America. We're mighty happy to announce that, and you have made it so. Panettone, when you say panettone, you have to think of Chef John Ash, at least I do, because from the first moment we met, I knew that one of your favorite all-time passions was the search for great panettone.
Yeah. And I think, as you said earlier, there's great panettone and there's not so great panettone out there. A lot of it is kind of cheaply made and tends to be kind of dry and not very interestingly flavored. But when it's made properly, it is ethereal.
Well,
it lasts a long time.
I am looking at two gorgeous panettones that were shipped to us overnight from Chef Roy Schwarzapfel. It's called Panettone from Roy. And, John, on the top of the box, it reads, "This is the product of my obsession." Good morning, Roy, and thanks for joining John and me.
It's my pleasure.
It's our pleasure, believe me. You are very out front with your passions, your obsessions. And why, of all the pastries in the world, what hooked you on panettone?
I know. How did you get there?
I mean, so I'll try to make the answer to that quite short, because it's typically a closer to like an hour-long story. But the short of it was I was very young in my career, and I had made my way to Paris to work for Pierre Hermé. And it was the first time that I had been in any kitchen where they were making this product that prior to arriving in Paris, the only thing I knew about Panettone was this was the, you know, really, really cheap product that I see around November, December in name your grocery store. And the few times I had tried it, I just could not resolve with myself how anyone can eat this. So I had probably the same perception of this product category that, you know, I'd say the vast majority of Americans probably still have. And, you know, of course, at that time, you know, 20 years ago, I couldn't explain why. I just knew what tasted good and what didn't, and this was just horrible. And so here I arrived in, you know, at certainly at the time, you know, the preeminent, you know, pastry kitchen of the world, and I see them making this product. And what I observed was, first of all, the tension and stress that it created amongst these group of superstar pastry people. And also, you know, I was able to work every station when I was there, except this one, because the only people that were allowed to, you know, be on that task was kind of, you know, sous chef level and up. And I was lowest on the totem pole, but it was palpable, right? The stress. So I was immediately drawn to like the degree of difficulty, even if not understanding why is this so difficult. Now, the second part of that was I couldn't understand why such an elite pastry kitchen would make this product that I was under the impression was just horrible until I tasted it. And when I tasted it for the first time, it you know, I hate to sound cliche about it, but it really was an aha moment. But not because it was kind of one-dimensionally delicious. Like I'd had lots of delicious bites of food up until that point in my life. So it wasn't just that it was delicious. It was an eating experience on my palate that I just had no point of reference to. And I had never experienced anything like it. And I would say at that moment, you know, a certain seed of kind of endless curiosity was formed. And then as I continued my journeys in Europe, next was, you know, El Bulli after that. This is 2006. And I was introduced to another amazing pastry chef, Paco Torreblanca. And I come across his Panettone. And, you know, it was very, very similar in both style, but, you know, the way it ate. What I failed to mention about the Pierre Hermé scent was I been so curious that I asked, you know, where does a French pastry guy learn how to make this, you know, very classical Italian pastry? And, you know, they said some name that I'd never heard of. It was like, oh, he's apparently the Panettone whisperer in Italy. 25 years ago, Mr. Hermé went there to learn how to make Panettone. Oh, okay, great. There was a friend of mine who was working with me at El Bulli that came to El Bulli from working with Paco Torreblanca. And after eating his Panettone, I asked him, I said, you know, I don't understand where a Spanish pastry chef learns to make this thing that you don't see anywhere, you know, other than he's like, oh, I think like, you know, in his younger days, he traveled to Italy to go learn in Italy how to make Panettone. And of course, the follow-up question is, you know, who did he study with? Now, me asking someone, where did you go in Italy to study Panettone, the analog for me in reverse would be if someone came to the U.S. to learn how to make, you know, a great cheeseburger. There's like 10,000 places you could probably go to, and the likelihood that two people are going to end up at the same place, like, you know, and so I was not expecting to hear the same name, and sure enough, I heard the same name again. Eugenio Massari.
Eugenio Massari.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what make? I mean, Panettone is a simple it's simple concoction. It's flour and water and yeast and butter. What makes it so special?
Yeah, what did Massari impart to you that was so special?
So I'd like to offer a different categorization of the use of the word simple. the raw materials on paper might read simple, but like anything, you know, you can take, you know, raw steel and you can build a Honda Accord, or you can take raw steel and you can build a Bugatti. But to say that it's just steel, what's the problem, right, is completely void of like the process of taking these raw materials and in the end creating something that eats like this is, and I think there's no debate about it in the world of baking and pastry the world over. If you were to poll the world's bakers and pastry chef, oh, what's the most difficult item to make? They will unanimously say panettone. It is, you know, a 2 or 3 day process, you know, dependent on the craftsperson. It is indescribably unforgiving. I like to call it a domino effect of a potential mistake, meaning if you imagine some table of dominoes put together and you remove one block the wrong way, the whole thing comes crashing down. And there aren't many items, there's not one that comes to mind, where, you know, in a very real way, if you just make one mistake, the whole thing is done.
Are you telling me that every time out of the thousands of panettone you've made, that every time you do a bake of several hundred, it's a high wire act?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. Every time going into a production cycle, there's the butterflies in the stomach, like, you know, and until it's coming out of the oven, you know, you have that bit of anxiety, like, I wonder how it's going to be. Now, that's, you know, I would say for someone like me, that's kind of a multi-layer explanation in that, you know, I would say the ones that I decide not to sell, you know, me and my team, you know, they laugh at me all the time. It's like, you know that 99% of bakeries would happily sell this, right? So there's the component of, you know, me, the craftsperson, and the standards I set for myself, but that doesn't negate the degree of difficulty in this product.
So, can you talk a little bit about the seasonal? We always see panettone around Christmas time. And why is that?
But do you bake these year round, Roy?
Yes. The premise of my business is that I, you know, after coming back from Europe, you know, I continued my career in the U.S., but I was fixated on, you know, having discovered this magical product. And I couldn't understand just, you know, the entrepreneur in me, you know, the capitalist in me, like, why would you only capitalize on this one out of 12 months? I couldn't understand. Right. And I felt like there was a huge opportunity there, kind of in two spots. One, there was basically, you know, let's call it 10 and a half, 11 months of the year, where this one SKU, which, you know, does globally a couple of $1 billion, granted most of it is just terrible, but that's not the point. The point is it revenues globally a ton of money, but that's only happening in about 6 weeks. And so there was the financial component, but then the other component was, I feel like there's, and I generally feel this about kind of most arenas, that there is room somewhere at the top for something that is better than excellent, that is elite in a transformative way. That was at least my goal, is to be able to get to a point in kind of learning this craft and obsessing over it, where my end result led me to, you know, develop some confidence. And like, I don't know exactly where my product stands, but I feel confident enough that, you know, most people would really appreciate, you know, this eating experience.
We're going to take a break just briefly, and we're going to bring in these two beautiful panettones that, thank you, you graciously provided us this morning, and go through these tasting, and you can talk about how you build these products with some of the ingredients that you favor, because I'm sure there's all different styles of panettone, and we'll continue our conversation. And also, the joy we found out when we learned that you have a Sonoma County connection. And we'll talk about that also. So Chef Roy is with us this morning. It's called Panettone by Roy. Roy Schatz-Zappel is with John Ash and me in the KSRO kitchen this morning, back after a couple messages. I promise it won't take very long.
The best way to celebrate President's Day weekend? Come to the 133rd annual Cloverdale Citrus Fair. The fair kicks off on Friday the 14th and runs through Monday, rain or shine.
Four spectacular days with activities and events for all ages. Visit CloverdaleCitrusFair.org and plan your fair days.
This year's theme is the good old days. Remember when?
The adorable Lily Lemon and Orin Orange contest is Friday, and there's lots of livestock and non-livestock exhibits, including crafts and quilts by all ages, and tasting the best of the wine competition.
The Family Fiesta is Sunday with a talent show, and Kids Day is Monday.
Don't miss the carnival thrills and elementary school murals.
The Citrus Fair Parade is at 11 o'clock Saturday.
Everything you love about a small town fair, with live bands and typical fair food options.
$10 pre-sale for adults, $5 for kids and seniors. Get your tickets in advance at CloverdaleCitrusFair.org or at the office.
See you at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair, President's Day weekend.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings through February, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. The Wednesday market has dozens of vendors, including veggies from Ortiz Family Farm and chicken and eggs from Rancho Villa in Petaluma. Rojas Family Farm offers citrus. Camacho Family Farm has winter produce from Santa Rosa. And grab local honey from Gerard's Honey. Saturdays, you'll find Bee Haven Honey, lots of veggies and meats from Betha Springs Ranch, cheeses from Acadena Cheese, and berries from Kim. Pick up fresh bread and pastries from West One Bread, Redbird Bakery, and Revolution Bread. Geyserville Gourmet and Brothers products offer pickled veggies, locally made jams from Stuckenbroker Farm, freshly made pasta from the Italian Corner, and local coffee from Bella Rosa Roastery.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and special guest today, Chef Roy Schatz-Zappel. And I believe we have something probably coming into the studio. Roy, we have just brought in two beautiful panettones with birthday candles in them. John, if you will close your eyes, and Roy, you, me, and our listeners will sing happy birthday to you. Congratulations.
Thanks. I made it through another one.
So close your eyes and blow out your candles.
Okay.
Oops. Get it a little closer. You're about 2 feet away from the panettone. He did it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. Well done. Another year.
Thanks.
So these flavors that you sent us, would you talk about the two different flavor panettones you sent us, Roy?
Yes. One is chocolate and cherry, which is, I could argue a fairly classic pairing. Think I'm sorry. It just slipped my mind. Chocolate cherry, but there's a... I think the flavors of Kirsch paired with chocolate and that marriage made in heaven. The other one is candied orange, caramel, and mascarpone.
Wow. How many flavors do you do?
You know, we try to have at all times two separate flavors on the website, sometimes three, and they usually change monthly. The holidays is kind of a different approach altogether, where we can have upwards of five or six, sometimes seven flavors. And there's a few staples that will always be there during the holidays.
Wow, these are just beautiful. I assume the correct way to slice through these is right through the middle, through the paper?
Right through the middle, through the paper, with a serrated knife, kind of with a sawing motion.
Maybe you could hear that. John is sawing. Oh, look at that.
So it's one of the things about it is it's denser than the cheap panettone.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at that.
Wow.
The color is beautiful. Is it used butter in these panettone, Roy?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot.
A lot of butter. That's beautiful. Why don't you want to slice a slice a little bit?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe. Would you talk about your Sonoma County connections, Roy?
Yeah. My first executive pastry chef job was at Cyrus.
In Healdsburg?
Yes.
And were you working on panettone at that time?
Okay. It was the first place that I began practicing. Okay.
You were practicing panettone at Cyrus in Healdsburg.
Correct, like on my off time, yeah.
And then I understand you started selling some panettone in Healdsburg also.
Yeah, there was after 3.5 years of being at Cyrus, I kind of exited the world of, Michelin, took some time off, and, after a few weeks, I was kind of itching to bake, and... You know, there was I think it's still there, a kind of a small, very quaint kind of gourmet grocery store in Healdsburg. I was friends with the owner at the time. I asked him if I made some panettone, would he allow me to sell it here? Just like for a couple days before Christmas. And he agreed, and I had a buddy who owned Cousteau's Bakery, and he had kind of a bigger production facility, and I asked him, if I could produce some panettone there. And that was step number one.
Wow. Well, I noticed that in an article I read that you actually sold a few at Shelton's Family Market.
Yeah, it was at Shelton. That's right.
Yeah, because Jim and Ernie and the rest of the Sheltons are friends of ours in our personal lives, but also when they were running Food for Thought Market here in Santa Rosa, they were a guest in the early 90s. So it's great that they kind of... maybe not officially, but unofficially launched your retail panettone careers. Would that be an overstatement?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first kind of chapter of, seeing if anyone would buy this at the price points that, I thought it was worth. Even post that, I certainly wasn't thinking that, I was going to open a business selling only panettone. I still had dreams of, opening a full-on pastry shop cafe sort of experience, which I ended up doing. And it was only after that I, made a decision to really just focus on one product.
Are your panettones only sold internet through the internet?
Only direct-to-consumer online.
Where do you bake these, Roy?
We are in a production space in Culver City.
Wow. Culver City. So you're still based in the Bay Area.
Culver City is
in Southern California.
Well, in Southern is Southern California.
Yeah.
How long will these last?
Technically or actually?
Actually.
I'd be surprised if you had any left by Monday.
Mm-hmm. If we wanted to store them,
Just back in the bag, twist tight, keep it in a not hot spot in your house.
Can these freeze?
They do freeze quite well.
Oh, John, so we don't have to eat all this over the next.
We have to eat it all now.
Did you cut both of them?
We just cut one.
We started with the orange mascarpone.
Gotcha.
It's so moist. It's unbelievably. I mean, I've had lots of panettone, but at the grocery store in my time, and they tend to be very light and tend to dry out pretty quickly and all of that stuff. I assume it's because of the immense amount of butter and egg that is in this one.
So I definitely hate to burst people's bubble about grocery store panettone. But having spent an immense amount of time in Italy and visiting, you know, many of, including the largest factory, the sad reality is the products that we get here in the U.S. that, you know, we all have purchased at least once in a grocery store. This is something that's baked in June. Eat in December and probably for the next couple of Decembers, so it won't go bad.
I had no idea. Right?
Yeah, it's pretty, I hate to be so blunt about it, but it's pretty awful. And you know, in an alternate way to look at it for someone like me is, you know, the perception here is so bad of this product that even the ones that you can go to some, you know, name your fancy, you know, home goods store or fancy supermarket without using any names that have the ones that, you know, they sell for $30 or $35 or $40 that might be wrapped, you know, in a nicer way or the packaging is really beautiful. On the inside, it's the same garbage as the $9 product at, you know, Safeway. There's literally no difference. And, you know, when people hear that for the first time, it is a little bit alarming, a little bit like, oh, wow, I have no idea. But, you know, you have to think about a company that needs to make, you know, 5 million panettone that ends up on a boat for 6 weeks that needs to be on the store shelves in the United States basically by the beginning of November. You just have to reverse engineer on when they would need to start baking to fulfill this.
You know, and these are baked just a couple days before they're shipped out. Is that correct?
What you're eating now is probably 3 days old.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And it tastes like it just came out of the oven. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. John, do you want to try some of the chocolate cherry before
we could try anything.
Okay. Roy, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, run a quick couple spots, and be back with really a master of a baking panettone, and that's Roy Schwarzappel. It's marvelous. We'll tell you the contact area, the information, how you can get one of these for your next holiday celebration. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour back after this.
¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more comfortable in your skin, Dr. Tom es tu opción. Looking for something extra? Try Smart Lipo. Say goodbye to that stubborn fat and hola a una silueta increíble. Voted best cosmetic surgeon 9 years in a row at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, we're here for you. Porque te lo mereces. And all is done under local anesthetic. Quicker recovery and less downtime. Llámanos hoy y agenda tu consulta. Es hora de ser la mejor versión de ti misma.
Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together. Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
License number 254603.
I'm Danny from Gatelli Plumbing, and before Aunt Laura gets here, I wanted to say a great big happy new year. You rock. Ever since we first started talking to you all, you've been so kind.
Oh, here's Aunt Laura. Pretend like we didn't start yet.
Hey, Danny. You ready?
Of course, Aunt Laura. Wouldn't start without you.
You started without me, didn't you?
Couldn't help myself. I love new beginnings, and there's no better new beginning than the new year.
You've always been excitable. Remember how you'd sneak downstairs and count your presents and see if Santa had been there yet?
All kids do that, Aunt Laura.
I'm talking about last Christmas.
Okay. My New Year's resolution will be to not let my impulses control me.
Yeah, we'll see. And remember, everyone, if you have drains or sinks or
water heaters, remember us at Gatelli Plumbing.
What was that, like 20 seconds?
Oops.
GatelliPlumbing.com.
I think one of the most important issues we need to cover right away with Roy is, how do we order these, Roy?
So the two flavors that you have there, and the name that flipped my mind, by the way, for the chocolate cherry, the inspiration was kind of the flavor profile of the Black Forest cake. That said, still a little bit of time left to secure one of these for Valentine's Day, either of those flavors, at thisisfromroy.com.
Thisisfromroy.com?
Thisisfromroy.com.
Thisisfromroy.com.
So that's pretty simple.
And the turnaround time is a couple days or so after ordering?
Well, it's a couple days from the moment we ship, not after ordering.
Right, okay.
Okay.
But we could go online today or tomorrow and then get...
Yeah, we start shipping on Monday for Valentine's Day, which is on Friday.
Wow. And when will you start a new batch of new flavors? Or does this one stay in the rotation for a couple weeks?
These two will stay through February, and then we'll get into... We're actually doing a small release of an item that people have been waiting for some time. I like to call it panna toast. It's basically, it is panettone dough, but it's baked in the form of a loaf. So it's very convenient for, let's say, non-holiday, where you just want to slice. And it's, you know, the format is very approachable, and it doesn't feel like you got this, you know, oversized thing. Like, I don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah, so you could make that as French toast, too. I guess don't get
sure,
an egg.
You could do that with any of them, but yeah. This is more visually indicative of something you'd probably do.
Yeah,
that with.
Yes, yeah.
Sure. Wow. Well, this has been, I think, wouldn't you say a memorable birthday for you, John?
It has been. These are the most delicious and the most unexpectedly good things I think I've ever had in my life. And as I say, every year I buy...
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
A couple of panettones, and they're okay, you know, but they're not this.
Thank you for really brightening this today. Roy, it was wonderful hearing from you today, and we hope to touch it in at another time. Thanks, Roy.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We will talk next Saturday. John Ash, you and me, KSRO. .com. If you want to listen to the best of the show or get any of John's recipes, more to come following the news at the table with Clark Wolf. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks again for listening.
Harm several states.